It's the homecoming edition of Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis for Thursday, October 25th. I'm Kelly Burley, and hi, Burns.
Hey, Kelly. Exciting times.
Yes, sir. And as is tradition every year for homecoming at my house, I'll be breaking out an OSU sweatshirt that I purchased as a freshman in 1982, and amazingly, it still fits. It's lost its shape a little bit, like its owner. But Burns, there are a lot of other traditions and celebrations happening this week at OSU.
They really are. It kind of began with the dyeing of the fountain on Sunday, and just one thing after another. We had a food drive, you name it. But tonight we have a very special event. We're going to honor the latest inductees into the OSU Diversity Hall of Fame. The inductees include Dr. Patricia Bell, who's Professor Emeritus in the OSU Department of Sociology. Dr. Bell became the first African-American faculty member to serve as a department head here at OSU. Dr. Pete Kozer was instrumental in advancing the success of Native American students at OSU, including the establishment of several of our student organizations. And of course, Dr. Earl Mitchell is a biochemistry emeritus professor, was the first of African American to serve as a tenured track faculty member at OSU. And then finally, Chief Carl Holmes will receive a special recognition as one of the state's first African American firefighters in the Oklahoma City Fire Department. The OSU Diversity Hall of Fame recognizes alumni and supporters for their significant contributions to the advancement of diversity and inclusion at OSU, and we have some wonderful examples of that.
And then, of course, as the weekend approaches, thousands of people will be descending on the Stillwater campus.
That's right. In fact, tomorrow afternoon, we will dedicate a sculpture by the renowned Oklahoma Native American artist Alan Hauser, who was an Apache Indian and appropriately born in Apache, Oklahoma. The sculpture piece, Singing Heart, so named, is located in the Mother's Garden, which is right outside the Atherton Hotel, which is south of the OSU Student Union. It's a perfect piece for the Mother's Garden because it's a woman with a baby. The sculpture is a gift to the OSU Museum of Art from Janine and Ron Hulsey. Janine and I were classmates, in fact, here at OSU. The piece is a major boost to our effort to add significant public art to our campus. Hauser's work resides in the Smithsonian and the National Museum of American Indian Art, the National Portrait Gallery, on and on. He was the first Native American to be awarded the National Medal of Arts, and he died just 2 years later in 1992 at the age of 80. We're really excited to be able to display a sculpture by Alan Hauser.
And I assume, Burns, you'll have your walking shoes on at some point on Friday.
Well, there's lots of activities, of course, but a very special one takes place tomorrow afternoon. The community will dedicate a Stillwater Strong Memorial. This honors the victims of the parade tragedy 3 years ago, and it's a very fitting memorial. And then tomorrow evening, we have the walk around. That's students of OSU sororities and fraternities and residence halls are finalizing their house decorations, which are incredibly elaborate. We expect to attract, as usual, more than 80,000 people to Stillwater who will go around and look at the wonderful creative work of our students. Then Saturday morning, we have the Sea of Orange Parade in downtown Stillwater, and we're delighted to have maybe the greatest running back in the history of football, Barry Sanders, as this year's homecoming grand marshal. This is the 30th anniversary of Barry's record-breaking Heisman season, and he will be joined, as he was then, by his offensive line, who will also be grand marshals at Saturday's parade. Then, of course, Saturday night, the Cowboys take on the Texas Longhorns, and that'll cap off the week, we hope, with a victory.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.